Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
On today's program, we are going to pay tribute to the great state of Florida. Palm trees, beaches, Everglades, and alligators. So let's explore the music by some of the jazz musicians who hail from Florida. In 1955, two brothers, Julian Cannonball Adderley and Nat Adderley, left their home in Tampa for the Big Apple, New York City. They were a sensation and before the year was out, were major recording artists. From the album Presenting Cannonball, you'll hear Still Talking to You, Cannonball on alto, Nat on cornet, Hank Jones piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. Alto player Gigi Grice was born in Pensacola in 1925. In the early 1950s, Grice teamed up with trumpeter Clifford Brown and recorded several albums in France. Here's a Gigi Grice original titled Baby.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've got the Dr. Jazz Hour on your radio, and we are exploring the music of jazz musicians from Florida. Trumpeter Blue Mitchell hailed from Miami, born in 1930. Here's Mitchell with an all-star octet on Millie from the 1967 release Boss Horn. Singer Cecile McLaurin-Salvant is also from Miami, born in 1989. From her 2015 album, For One to Love, you'll hear What's the Matter Now, an old song written by Clarence Williams long ago. Trumpeter Fats Navarro, born in 1923 in Key West, Florida, unfortunately had a short career due to tuberculosis complicated by heroin addiction and died at 26. Here he is in 1946 playing One for Me, titled Calling Dr. Jazz.
Thank you. treetop tall.
Thank you.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we are enjoying music by jazz musicians from Florida. The blind pianist Marcus Roberts is from Jacksonville, born in 1963. You'll hear Roberts and trio on Cole Porter's It's All Right With Me from the 2001 release Cole After Midnight. Another musician from Jacksonville was bassist Sam Jones, born in 1924. In 1960, he recorded So Tired with an all-star septet from the album The Soul Society. Pianist Don Shirley was from Pensacola, Florida, born in 1927. The movie, The Green Book, released in 2018, is based on Shirley's tour of the South in the 1960s with Italian-American tough guy Tony Lip as his chauffeur and bodyguard. Here's Shirley playing the standard Walkin' My Baby Back Home. I've got three more Florida musicians to present on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Tenor man Junior Cook hailed from Pensacola, born in 1934. He was a member of the Horace Silver Quintet from 1958 through 69. Here he is on Silver's Finger Pop, an album of 1959, with fellow Floridian Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Gene Taylor on bass, and Louis Hayes on drums, doing Juicy Lucy. Bassist George Tucker was from Palatka, Florida, born in 1927. In 1959, as part of the Jerome Richardson Quartet, Tucker composed and played Friar Tuck for the album Roman with Richardson. Born in Dunedin, Florida in 1930, pianist Dwight Mitchell played in a duo with bassist and French horn player Willie Ruff for many years. We'll finish today's Dr. Jazz Hour with the Mitchell-Ruff duo playing the Billy Strayhorn original Rain Check.
Thank you.
join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.